shaloi v'locha. If you realize that the property wasn't his and still you bought it off him, so then the locha is, and now you work on it. So sheet to the shrach, you don't give back, like you have no right to put shrach into it. V'akoponim, the money you give back. Like at least according to Rav, because the scar was, the money he gave him was only with the rest of the cousin, he's like holding on to the money for you. So therefore that money you get back. Now the Gemara says, Boy minei Shmuel merav. Shmuel asked the shalot from Rav. Chaza v'lokcho mi bailam harishayne mahu. Has been in the case where Reuven first stole the field. Gazlin. And now Reuven sold the field to Shimon. So Shimon's the lokeach. So now the way it stands now, when we find out it was stolen, so the Nigzar comes and takes the field away from the Lekeach. But what about before they took the field away from the Lekeach, the Gazlan himself goes now and buys the field off the owner. True, so first, I mean the Meicher, first Reuven stole the field. He stole it from Yehuda. Now later, Reuven goes and buys the field off the Nigzar, off Yehuda. What's the locker? Now before Reuven already sold his property to Shimon. Does Shimon have a right to stay in the property or not? That's the Shiloh. So Rashi says, Chozah Gazlin, the Gazlin himself, this Reuven went, the locker Mibalam Orishonim. He went and bought the field and off the person that he first sold it from. After Liyacha Shemach Lelekeach, after the Gazlin already sold it to another person, sold it to Shimon, now the Gazlin goes and buys it back from the original owner. So now Rashi says, Liyas b'mokim b'aylem kilu lokcha achar v'yoytziyo miyad lokech. Do we consider the fact that Gazlin now bought it off Yehuda, the original owner, so therefore the Gazlin now has a right to take it away from the lokech, because lokech has no right to stay there. And who sold this to him? A Gazlin. The sale never took place. But now the Gazlin really bought it off the owner, so the Gazlin has a right to keep it. Or else do we say no, that now that the Gazlin bought it and the Gazlin sold it like before, so we leave it by the Lekeach, that's the Shalomahu. Omele, he said back to Mishno, my mocha l'rishon l'sheni kol sechrus shetab l'yodai. So, Rashi says that now the Gazlin cannot take it away from the Lekeach. Because I said the Svara, when the Gazlin sold it to the Lekeach, he sold all the sechrus that he would ever get in it. So Rashi says, le'motzla le'afukei kishemochar mocha l'kos chushetab l'yodai. Because when the Gazlin first sold it to this Shimon, to Lekeach, he sold him all the rights that he'll ever have in this field. And when he took it, therefore he says, fair, when he bought it now, you also bought it, don't have enough, you should be able to stay by him.
So what we're saying now, when this Gazlin bought the field back from the original owner, he only bought it really on enough that the Lekeach should be able to keep it. Now, my time, what's the reason? The reason why the Gazlin did this is because he doesn't want to be called a Gazlin. So therefore, he went and bought the field off the original owner in order that Lekeach should be able to keep it. Rashi says, that the one that bought it off the Gazlin should not go and curse him. That when the Nigzar is going to take it away from him, he's going to say, listen, this person that sold it to me is a Gazlin. So the Gazlin doesn't want to have such a name. That's the reason why the Gazlin bought it off the owner in order that it should stay by the Lekeach. Ravashi Yama Nichale Deleke Behemanusek. Not a Svara. He just wants to go around with a clean name. He wants people to trust him. He wants to be called a trusted person. So that's why now, since he sold his property to somebody, he wants to make sure the field will stay by him. So therefore he went now and bought it off the real owner in order that the field should stay by the person that he sold it to. So Mar says, my Benai, what's the difference between these two reasons? So Mar says, Benai, there's a difference. The mis lakech is lakech himself dies. So man, and a question only his yorshim will take over. So man, the yomani chaleb lelekrei gazlono, the person that says that the reason why the gazlin bought it off the owner, in order that this lakech should not call him a gazlin, ha mislei, lakech died, so lakech is not going to call him a gazlin anymore. So in such a case we say the yorshim of lakech does not keep it, but rather it goes back to the gazlin. According to the one that says no, the Gazlin himself now wants to be called a trustworthy person. He wants to stick to his words. If so, now even in front of his children, even in front of the children of the Lekeach, he also wants to have a clean name. So therefore, he also would let the children keep the field and not take it for himself.
The Gemara says, so what? So what? Even for the first reason, Mishum Gazanusa. Also, it's a swear the children of Lakech should keep it. Because if not, the children of Lakech will call him also a Gazlin. But they say, listen, you stole, you caused that father to lose the karka. So he was afraid not to be called a Gazlin, even with Lakech died there, so he would want his children to stay in the field. Elohim, the Gemara says, Ikebana, the difference is like this. Ikebana, you demis Gazlin, where the Gazlin himself died. So man, the Yomanichalinish. The Lele Kraya Gazlano. The one that says what it bothered him, you should not have the name of a Gazlin. Homisley. He died already, so he doesn't care what they call him anymore. But Leman Diyam Manichle Belekim Behemusei. If the swear time he wants to go away with a trustworthy name, Hochinam Liafa Gav Denis, Nichle Belekim Behemusei. Like it's his own prestige, he wants to go away from this world like with a nice name. Not Stam the Pshat, he can't take it the way people call him names. If it's just he can't take it the way people call him names, so once he's dead it doesn't bother him. But that's the Havamina. But if it's a Swara that he wants to have a good name upon himself, so even if he dies, he wants to have a good name. The Rav says no, but safe, Korah Lepenei B'nei Gazlena. If the Stam Swara doesn't want to be cursed, so true, he's not here anymore. But his children are around. He won't want that either. He won't want that his children should be called B'nei Gazlena. So still a swear to say that the person, this Gazlin that brought the field back from the original owner, really meant to leave it by the Lakech, even if he died. So now it says, the difference is, the Yovel B'matona. Let's say he received the B'tor as a present. In other words, in the case of the Gazlin first gave it away for a present. Not that the Gazlin sold it to somebody, but the Gazlin, when he stole the field, he gave it away for a present. And now later the Gazlin buys the field as the original owner. See the difference. That man, the manichale, the lekem, the musay, if it's for the Gazlin wants to go with a good name, he wants people to trust him, so matona, nam, manichale, the lekem, the musay. Even though the Gazlin only gave it for a present, he didn't take any money for the field, but still the Gazlin gave it away for a present. He wants people to trust him, so he wants to keep his name in a good name, therefore he'll buy the field from the original owner in order that this makabal matona should be able to keep the field. But man, the one who says no, this much he doesn't care. He's only bothered by that people should not call him a bad name. They should not call him a Gazlin. Omalay over here, my Gazlin Aminoch. That he's like, what do I steal from him? In other words, he didn't pay me for the field. I gave it to him for a present. So even though it's taken away from him later, he won't come back and call me a Gazlin. I didn't steal anything from him. So this is Nafkamina. Do we say that when the Gazlin brought the field back from the original owner, he did it for the purpose to keep a good name with people, to be trustworthy? So if even though we only gave it for a present, he would also want the person to remain with the present. And the other story is no, the reason why he did it was only he doesn't want to be called a bad name. So that's only he was doing something bad by taking money for it, for selling it. Then we say he doesn't want to be called a Gazlin. But if he only gave it away for someone for a present, and then they take it away from him, that wouldn't bother him so much. So that's enough community between the two reasons. All right, we'll stop here.
Yeah, well, that says nine nominalis. Let's do that. Chita, the Gemara says. Chita, Poshid, Zavna, Urta. Let's say the case where the Gazlin bought it at night time, the Yodhiba Matana, and he gave it to somebody else for a present. The Gemara says, if so, Chita, lovely ukme kaimu lakeh kaboyi. He did not buy it now to give it back to the first lakeach. Now this really is a hemshech of the Gemara before. The Gemara before, again, what happened? Where a person, Reuven, stole some karka. He was a Gazlin. He sold away somebody's karka from Yehuda. And then Reuven went and he sold the karka to Shimon. So Reuven sold it to Shimon. She liked it in. Now later said before, what's going to be if Reuven now after it went and bought the field off Yehuda? Like he felt bad to Gazlin and he bought the field off the first owner. The Gemara before says, we hold halacha that now the lakeach, the one that the Gazlin sold it to, he has the right really to keep the field. Following, Reuven the Gazlin stole Yehuda's field. And then Reuven right away sold the field to Shimon. Shalaykadin. Now if Reuven wakes up tomorrow and really goes to buy the field back from the original owner, from Yehuda, before we said a svara mishum gazlinusa, mishum hamnusay, he's buying the field back in order to let the Shimon keep the field. In order to let the lakeach keep it. Because since he sold it to him, he feels bad what he did. So if he goes and buys it back from the original owner, for sure he meant to give it to the lakeach. That's what we had before. But now the Gemara says, what's going to be a zavna urta? So Rashi says, zavna urta means In Koidim Shelokach Min Habailim Chozru Mochul Yishachar. Let's say this Gazan here went wild, this Reuven, and first Reuven sold the field to Shimon. Now, before Reuven the Gazan went and bought the field back from the original owner, he went and sold it to a second party. He went and sold it now to Levi. That's called Zav Nurta. At night time, the Gazan went and sold it to somebody else. Or else, V'yodhi B'matono. Or else, the Gazan gave away this field to somebody else for Matono. If so, then for sure the story is Lavli Ukme Kaima Lakeh Kaboi. That the Gazan now goes back to the original owner, to Yehuda, and buys it off him, he does not mean to buy it for the first Lakeh. Because in the meantime, he went and gave it away to somebody else. So, Pshita, the Gazan does not mean to give it back to the Lakeh. What's going to be Noftal Levi Yerusha? What's going to be, let's say, this Gazlin Reuven stole from his father, and then the Gazlin sold it to somebody else, and now the Gazlin's father dies, and he yashins it. So I say now the field comes the yad of the Gazlin. So do we say now that this field still stays by the Lakeach or not? Samara says, no, it doesn't stay by him. So I tell you, Yerusha Memelehi, V'lav Iyu Kotorech HaBasrei, because Yerusha happens by itself. Like, we don't see anywhere the Gazlin feels good what he did. Only the Gemara before, where the Gazlin himself went and took the Tircha to really buy the field off the original owner, then we say what he means to do is to give it to the Lakeach. But here that the Gazlin got it by Yerusha, he didn't work for it, therefore the Gazlin has the right to keep the field. Just the Lakeach tells the Gazlin, listen, you're taking away the field from me, but I gave you the money. So true, the money he gets back. But the field, the Gazlin has the right to keep now that he really yashens the field. What's going to be Govi Iva B'chayva? What's going to be if the person, this Gazlin Reuven, stole the field of Yehuda really owed a lot of money to Reuven. And now after the Gzela, now Reuven decides to collect the field, the Taras T'chayv. You, Yehuda, you owe me money, you owe me $1,000. You don't have what to pay me, so I have a right to take this field. Now I want to take this field and keep the field. So the Mara says, what's going to be now? Do we say the Gazlin wants to take the field on Manas to let the Lakeach keep it? Or do we say no? Maybe no, the Gazlin wants to keep it himself. The Gemara says, Chazina, let's see. If this Yehuda, the Baal Chayv, has other fields also, that if the Gazlin wanted to collect money or collect the fields, he could have taken a different field. The Omar Hai. And the Gazlin says, no, I Badafka want to take this field that I sold, for the payment. If so, Bina Luk Mekameh Lakeach. The Omar Hai, Bina Luk Mekameh Lakeach Kaboy. If so, like if we see the Gazlin wants the Badafka collect this field for his chayiv, not other fields, why? So he said, because the Gazlin wants it, that Lakeach should be able to keep it. Senechnami, that would be called the Gazlin with Torah HaBasrei, that the Gazlin would have to let Lakeach stay in the field. But V'loi, let's say this Baal Chayiv, this Yehuda, has no other property. This is the only property anyway that the Gazlin would be able to collect his chayiv. If so, V'loi, Zuzi Hevei Boi, Afruya, Yoivin Alei. If so, that's just the pshat of the Gazlin, that the Gazlin has the right to collect his money. If so, the Gazlin has the right to take this field and keep it. So when he goes to Lakeach, he has the right to take the field back, because he's collecting from the Baal Chayiv, and he just has to pay back the money to the Lakeach. Now, Yoivin Alei B'maton, what's going to be if, let's say, the Gazlin gave it to a present to this, the Nigzal gave it to a present to this person, what's going to be? Rashi says, Nigzal Gazlin. If the Nigzal gave it to a present, again, the same story. Reuven stole the field off Yehuda, and Reuven went and sold the field to Shimon. And now Yehuda, the original owner, the Nigzal, gives it to present to Reuven, to the Gazlin. So do we say that the Gazlin has the right to keep it, or do we say that the Lakeach keeps it? So Yom Maton, the Mar says, Pligi bo Ravach Ravina Samachlekis. Chadam one says, Matoni Kirusha. The Memela. No, the Gazlin has the right to keep it. We don't see the Gazlin went to do anything special in order to keep it for the Lakeach. Just the Nigzal gave it to a present. Gave it to him for a present. So the present is, the Gazlin has the right to keep it, and the Lakeach just gets his money back. But the Chadam one says, no. Hatoye Svora Matona Kimecher. A present is also considered like a Mecher. Like a sale, as if to say the Gazlin worked for it. And therefore we say, for why did he work to get it? In order to let Lakeach keep it. Because the Lav de Torah V'yatzi Kanei, if it wouldn't be for the Svarah, that the Gazlin himself worked and did nice things in front of the Nigzal, Lehevi Yoyev Le Matana. He wouldn't have given it to him for a present. Sataya Svara that Lohochi Torah Fiyati Kane. You know why this Goslin was so nice to Nigzel? You know why he worked and was very nice to him the last few days? He worked for it. He worked to get a matana. In other words, if somebody gives you a present, it doesn't come for nothing. He gives you a present because you act nice to him. So therefore, why did the Goslin act nice to Nigzel? We say the story is, Kihechi de Lekim Ben Lusei, that you wanted that the field should be able to stay by his Lekeach. Because you know, otherwise they're going to call you, they're not going to trust you anymore. Like here you went ahead and sold this field to a Lekeach, you have no right to sell it to him. So you want to keep your name into a good name, therefore we say you bother to make sure you get it from Matana, therefore, for sure, he goes and gets it. Therefore the Lekeach has the right to keep it. Now the Gemara says, V'yad Amos Nichle de Lekim Ben Lusei. But the story we just said yesterday, the last Gemara was again, when this Goslin himself goes and works to buy the field back from the Nigzal, we say a story is buying it back in order to let the Lekeach, this Shimon, keep it. Now how much after the sale do we say that the Goslin, when he buys it back, he's still buying it back for the Lekeach to keep it? At Kama. Says, how long? Until they go to Bezdin. Rashi says, Achi Yitorfu min halakeach v'yamidei l'bedin. Until they go to Bezdin, and Bezdin takes the field away from Lakeach and says, listen, it's stolen goods, we take it away from you. Abu Mishomad Berishai, but when he stays in his Berishas, Achasa Madi Bedin, up until their Madi Bedin, Goli died to the Len Hemenhu. Like if the Gazan still remains such a Gazan all this time, even through their Madi Bedin, then we say for sure he doesn't care what people say about him. Therefore, if he buys it afterwards, he's buying it for himself and not to give it to the Lekeach anymore. So the Zman is Atshas and Modi Bedin. Chiyo Barav Omar Adamoti Adrafta L'Yodei. Even a longish year. Adrafta is, Rashi says, Atshachayvu Bezim Afreda Lekeach, Moitov. The Yomid de Mordoi Atshachosvu Psak Din. For Nostal Lekeach on the Chosvu Shogazan Shabachol Mokhan Shim Seyachsik Behem. Vainu Tishim Yoim Liyacha Shoma Bedin. And Adrafta means, if somebody owes you money, and he says, I don't want to pay you up, like here, they went to the Din Torah, so Bezin took away the field from the Lekeach. So now the Lekeach goes back to the Goslin and says, I gave you money, you owe me back the money. The Goslin says, I still don't want to pay you up. So like for 90 days we wait to see if he's going to pay you up. If he doesn't pay you up within 90 days, then Bezin gives you a Shtar Adrachta. A Shtar Adrachta means now you, Lekeach, you have a right to go down to the Goslin's fields or property and grab back your money. So up until that happens, if the Goslin decides to buy the field back, we say he's buying it back for the Lekeach. But after that, then he doesn't care about Lekeach anymore. That's called these 90 days until the Shtar Adrachta comes to its end. We have Papu Rama now, a different year, Ademascholon Yoymi Akrasta. Until only 30 days later, when they start announcing it. Announcing it, Rashi says, Liyacha Shemotze Zekake Mishal Goslin. Ovo Lebez Lebe Machrizin, Shekol Mishiroi Tzalikmes Kake Yoyiv, Viyichenu. So the kids, until Bezin announces it, that people know to come and buy the field. Like in a case we have to pay back and you don't have, so we're going to sell you fields for the money, so Bezin starts to announce who wants to buy the fields. So until that time, if the Goslin buys it back, he's buying it back for the Lekeach. But after this time, he's only berishah so much, we say he's only doing it for himself, he's not doing it to give it back. Now the Gemara says, Maske blom romi lachoma. Michti, let's see. Hai Lekeach, but my koni lahayarya. How was Lekeach really coming to the shtar? Again, this is going back to the whole original Gemara. That Reuven the Goslin stole somebody's field. And the Goslin now went and sold this field to Shimon. Reuven sold the field to Shimon. Now how did he sell it? He wrote him a shtar. But that shtar is chas to the Yama, the Gemara says. That means nothing. How could Reuven the Goslin sell the field to Shimon? It's not his field. If so, why do we say our whole Gemara says that when the Goslin Reuven later on bothers to buy the field off the original owner, automatically the Lekeach has the right to keep the field? How could Lekeach keep the field? What kinyan does Lekeach have? Because the Goslin wrote him a shtar. Fred Gemara, Michtei, hai Lekeach b'mai koni l'hai arya, b'hai shtar with this shtar that the Goslin wrote you, hai shtar chaspa b'yamu. This shtar is useless. It's a piece, chaspa always means like a broken pottery. It's not worth anything. So even when the Goslin buys the field back from the original owner, why does Lekeach keep it? So Mara says yes. Omalei Rabbi Rava said, Tehei b'maminoi. We're talking about now that b'maminoi means this Lekeach trusted the Moichah, trusted this Goslin. That the Goslin told him, he didn't know he was a Goslin at the time. But when Lekech, when the Shimon bought the field of Reuven, Reuven told him with his words that, listen, if anything happens to this field, I'll always try my best to keep it by you. That's what he told him, Tehebim Aminoi, that you trust me, that whatever happens to it, I'll let you keep it. Rashi says, Shamaloi, Ani Seimech Olecha Shetetnenu Biyodi. In other words, that's what Lekech said to the Meichel. Lekech told the Meichel, listen, I'm buying this field, I don't know if it's 100% yours or not, but I'll trust you, that whatever happens to it, you'll keep it in my hand. So Gemara says, a story of so, Piyahu Hanor, with this enjoyment, the Lekom Malei Midi, he didn't say anything, because Samach Lei, and he relied upon him, Toruchu Maisi Lei, later on, the Meichel will try his best to get the field back. It's a swara then, Gomru Matni Lei. For sure, this Gazlin really means to be Matni the Karka to this Lekeach. So what happened here, when the Lekeach bought the stolen field off this Gazlin, he didn't know it was stolen, but he told the Gazlin, listen, I'm buying the field off you, and I have trust in you, that whatever happens to it, I know you're going to try your best and give it back to me. That's why